Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to propel your career as a lettering artist or illustrator. Today, we are diving into a topic that I believe is really exciting, and I know you're gonna be really excited about it too, because I'm gonna show you how you can make money with your artwork without lifting a finger. Yes, you heard right. You can make money with your artwork without the need to do anything. And today we are diving into the topic of licensing, which I think is one of the greatest things about our work as graphic artists. And I think it's one of the things that often get overseen by many artists, and they are just leaving money on the table. So today you're gonna get a peek into, you know, what licensing is and what it can bring into your business, and what are the benefits of licensing your work and having licensing terms in when you sell an artwork, right? Now, as we jump into the episode, I want to tell you why I decided to do an episode about this. And I want to tell you a little bit of a story, which is that last week I received an email from my agent telling me that he was issuing me a check for $3,000, right? And the reason was that an artwork that I had created for a social media campaign a few years ago got relicensed, right? And essentially this means that something that I crafted a long time ago, that I created a long time ago, a lettering piece that I created a long time ago for a social media campaign, is still making me money today. And the best part is that I didn't have to do anything, right? Now, here's the key part. When I initially created and sold that artwork, I took a crucial step, which is I protected it with licensing terms, right? And this involved assigning the client rights to use the image for a specific period, in a specific application, in a specific territory, right? And fast forward today, that decision is earning me extra income, right? But that is a key step, which I want, after this episode, I hope you will start taking with all of the work that you create. And the first key part is that I protected, back then when I created that artwork, I protected my work with licensing terms, which are the ones, and these licensing terms you're gonna see through this episode, that are not really, are really an easy step to take and are really easy to incorporate in your workflow. And they can really help you protect your work, but also earn income later on, right? This is the power of protecting your work. And it starts with your licensing terms. Unfortunately, I've seen many graphic artists make the mistake of selling their artwork with the assumption that it will be used just once, right? It will be just used on that campaign, on that book cover, or on that magazine spread, right? But the truth is that the artwork, if it's successful, your clients may want to use it again, right? What works, works, right? And that also applies to our clients. If an artwork that we created for them worked for a specific campaign, it would be very likely that they will want to use that that artwork later on, right? Or that they will want to hire you later on to create a similar artwork, right? But using licensing terms to create or to protect the work that you create is really an easy step to take. And you will see in this episode, I'm gonna give you hints on how to do that. It's not only an easy step to take, but it's a very important one in order for you also to look professional in front of your clients, because clients that know the business, they know that assigning or commissioning an artwork involves licensing terms, right? So you creating that artwork without including licensing terms make you look really unprofessional, make you look like a rookie, and you don't want that. You want to be in charge of your business, you want to look professional in front of clients, and you want to, of course, protect your work so that later on it will bring some income to your business, right? Now, I want to tell you that even though I'm speaking really confident about this and I know about licensing terms and how that may have an impact on my business, on your business, on any graphic artist business, you know, I made these mistakes early in my career, and it still really stings me when I come across something that I created being used without my ability to do anything. And of course, my ability to charge for it, right? Hello, listener. Quick heads up. I'm hosting a cool Christmas giveaway as a big thank you for your awesome support. We are handing out great books, goodies, and loads of valuable trainings. So if you want in, you just go to martinaflora.com/giveaway and you sign up, and that's it. I will play Santa and put a gift under your Christmas tree. So don't miss out. Hop over to martinaflora.com/giveaway now. Happy holidays, and back to the show now. And I spoke about this in this podcast as well. Early in my career, I also charged very little for a logotype that I created that nowadays is a very well-known and used across the world logotype for a brand that at the moment I charge just for the hours that I dedicated to create that logotype. And nowadays I could be making extra income from the success that that company is doing through that logotype, right? Now, what can you do to avoid this? What can you do to avoid that that feeling of saying like, oh my God, I could have protected my work. I could have anticipated this. And I could be earning extra income from something that I created early on, right? Now, let's start first by stating what licensing terms are. So licensing terms are the rules for how others can use your artwork, right? Imagine that this is like renting your creation. You decide where, how, and how long someone can use it, right? For example, if you design an artwork for an advertising campaign, you may want to allow the company to use it on their website for 1 year, let's say, right? So you're gonna create the artwork for them, and you're gonna assign rights to this company to use that image for that specific campaign on their website only, right? Which is very unlikely, but I want to set the frame just to give you an example. I want to set a very small scope so that we can put my point across. So this ensures that you get paid initially and opens the door for more income if they want to use it again, right? So you get paid initially for that artwork you created and for that specific application. And if down the road they are successful or their campaign is successful with, and they get more hits on their website and more visitors on their website, and they get more conversions through that artwork that you created for that campaign, and they want to use it again, they will need to relicense it from you. So it's a smart way to protect your artwork and make money in the long run. Right? Now, this can apply to virtually anything you create. This can apply to a book cover. And this is a mistake or an assumption that I often see graphic artists doing, that is like, okay, yeah, you can do that for an artwork or a book cover that you created for someone, but you cannot do that with logotypes, for instance. That's the typical one. Logotypes, it's very hard to put licensing terms on logotypes. And I'm going to share with you what a great tool it is, licensing terms, to also sell your services, right? Now, the licensing terms can apply to virtually anything you create, a book cover, a print for t-shirts, portraits, swag, and even if you create logotypes, right? So I personally use it for pricing logotype projects, right? So for instance, when a startup is interested in commissioning me for a logotype, for creating a logotype, for them, paying the full amount upfront might feel like a stretch, right? Like my fees for a logotype may feel like a stretch for a startup, right? So especially if they are uncertain about their company success, right? Startups are just starting and they are wondering, okay, are we gonna succeed? We know that we need the branding, but we don't know if we will be in business in 3 years from now, right? So in such cases, what I do is that I present them with two options, right? One of them is the full buyout of the logotype, right? So it's the full buyout price. If you want this logotype and you want to have, you want to license it forever, you want to buy it from me, and you want to own the logotype forever, then it will be X amount, right? And the other option that I give them is a 5-year license, right? Which reduces the price significantly, right? So if the startup succeeds, right, they can relicense the logotype. And that means that they will be, you know, they won't need to do that upfront, that big upfront investment in paying me for creating that logotype and buying that out from me. But they will license it for just 5 years, right? And if the company is successful and they want to continue running the business and using the logotype for the after 5 years, they will come to me and they will tell, hey, Martina, we made it. We made it as a company. We want to continue using your logotype. How much is it, right? And this approach really creates a win-win situation because we both share some of the risks involved, right? So licensing terms, what I want to pass on to you with this is that licensing terms are not only very useful in terms of protecting your work and making sure that if a certain artwork of yours is successful, you will have, or you will gain money later on, but it's also a great tool to price your work and close deals and and enable certain projects with certain clients, right? Now, you may be wondering, what does it include? What, you know, how licensing terms look like? What is a licensing term? What are the points, right? So there's essentially four elements that I want to share with you that are really clear, really easy to remember. So you will want to write those down so that next time you are sending an invoice to a client or you're sending an offer to a client, you can include them right away. So number one is scope. And the scope defines how they are authorized to use it, right? For example, they may be allowed to print t-shirts with your design. So you created a lettering design, right? So they may be allowed to print t-shirts with it or to use it on social media, right? So you define exactly what is the scope of use. So this artwork that I created, you can use it in this and this application, right? Then the other element is exclusivity, right? And this determines whether they are the sole users of the artwork or you are able to sell it to other people, right? And this is really crucial because it really, you know, if they want exclusivity in the use of that artwork, they will restrict your ability to create profit from the artwork with other clients, right? Now, for instance, if you create an artwork with logotypes, that will be really hard to do because you are creating a logotype with the name of the company for a specific brand, right? But with artwork, if your client wants exclusivity, that means that you will not be able to sell that artwork or to print swag with that artwork or to create products with that artwork, right? In the past, as I was running my online shop, I remember that I created a few artworks that since they were not exclusive for the clients or the client didn't buy exclusive rights for that artwork, I was able to reuse those designs and create products with it and therefore generate further revenue for my business, right? So we mentioned scope. The elements of licensing are scope, exclusivity, territory, which specifies the geographical area in which they are allowed to use the artwork. Now, nowadays, it's hard to define or to determine which area that is going to be, right? Because oftentimes, an artwork that you create will be seen online, or let's say that you create an artwork for a book. Of course, the book will be printed and will be a physical book, but at the same time, and maybe they sell it in a specific country, but the promotion of that book will happen online, which is visible all over the world, right? So, but it's important to determine in which territory that's going to happen. So for instance, for an advertising campaign, you will likely have a shorter timeline or a shorter duration, right? Because these are campaigns and they usually run for a few months or for a year. Whereas for a book cover, for instance, they may want to license the artwork for at least 5 years, and then they will relicense the artwork if the book is successful, if the book gets a reprint, and all and so on, right? Now, the duration of the license depends on the type of project that you are creating artwork for. But definitely, in your licensing terms, you need to determine the duration of the license, right? And this is an extra hint for you. Once you license the artwork, once you send that invoice for that artwork, and the, let's say, the license period starts to run, I recommend you to keep an Excel sheet where you write all these things, where you write all these dates, and you make sure that you know exactly when the license for a product or for a certain artwork or product that you created is expiring, so that you can get in touch with them to make sure that everything is fine, to make to understand whether they want to extend that license or not. But keeping track of the licenses that you create for clients is super important, right? Because they probably don't keep track, and you want to do that so that you can give them a heads up if they're beyond their license and they are using the artwork. And you want to also follow up clients once the licensing term expires, right? So you see that you can protect your work by defining your licensing terms. And it's just these four elements, which is scope, defining what your artwork is going to be used in, exclusivity, defining whether your client is going to be the sole user of this artwork, territory, right, in which area they are allowed to use this this artwork, and duration, for how long, right? So this involves selling an image or design while granting the client rights to use it within a specified scope, a territory, a duration, and giving them exclusivity or not to that artwork, right? And the cherry on top of this is that the broader these variables are, so the longer they want to use it for, that is duration, the wider the territory they want to use it for, the, you know, whether they want it exclusive or not, and the more elements or the more places in which they want to use your artwork, which is the scope, the wider those variables, the more the pay, right? So remember that the wider or the broader these variables that I just mentioned to you, the more you can charge for your artwork, right? Lastly, I want to delve into the implementation of this. So how do you put this into practice, right? How do you do this? I get this question often, which is, do I need to have a super complex process or to have an additional contract? Now, first I want to say a full disclaimer, which is, that I don't provide legal advice here, and you should always consult with a local lawyer. But to get started, it doesn't have to be complex. It just needs to clearly outline the rights you're assigning to the client and the duration, right? You can list every item on your offers. So every element that I just mentioned, you can list that on your offers. And this is the way I did it for my entire career. So you can list these elements, you can define these elements on your offers, that which are the ones that get signed off by the client, right? These are the ones that the client signs to approve an offer and start the project, and in the invoices, right? So when you invoice the project, you can state licensing terms. You can just write licensing terms and list all these elements and define these elements. So a scope to be used in blah, blah, blah. Exclusivity or not, and territory to be used within this country or worldwide, and duration for a year, for 5 years, for eternity, right? Now, I want you to leave this episode with some actionable steps, because this is really something that I want you to start implementing today. I want you to start using this today. So number one, make sure you include licensing terms on every offer and invoice that you create. From now on, every time you create a certain artwork, a lettering piece, an illustration for a client, I want you to include the licensing terms on your offers, right? So on your estimates, and also on your invoices. This will not only protect your work, it will also make you look professional in front of your clients, because clients will be, or most of the clients that will approach you to hire you to create an illustration or a lettering piece, they know that they know how the industry works. They know that they not only need to commission an artist with a project, but also they will need to license that artwork, right? So I want you to start doing this from today. Every time you extend an offer or create an invoice, include licensing terms, right? Before that, I want you to, in the onboarding process, right? And as you are closing the deal with a certain client, I want you to ask questions in regards to how your clients need to use your artwork or the artwork that they are commissioning, and for how long. So from the moment the email hits your inbox, from the moment you get that call from a client, I want you to start asking not only what is it that they need to get an idea of the complexity of the project, but I also want you to start asking how long they're gonna use it, in which area, right? And what are the applications in which they are gonna use this, right? Because this will give you insights on how you need to shape those licensing terms, right? You need to make those questions in order to price your work and to include those licensing terms on your offers. And step number three, or actionable step number three for you, is offer price tiers by using licensing terms, right? The example that I gave you before with the fees for a logotype design, use licensing terms to create price tiers for your offers. Because first, that gives you, giving your clients options in terms of how much of a commitment they want to do with their project and also with you. Giving them options is a win-win situation for both parties. First, you will get the project. Your client gets to work with you and create something, and it opens door for additional income down the road. So remember, actionable steps for you after this episode on licensing terms is, make sure you include licensing terms on your next offer and your next invoice, right? Before that, you will want to ask questions to your clients as you onboard them, or as you have those first conversations to realize whether you are a good fit or not. I want you to ask questions in regards to for how long they want to use it, in which applications, in which territory, right? And third, use licensing terms to offer price tiers for your clients, right? So I hope these steps empower you to protect your work and also to maximize the earning potential that you have with your artwork. Imagine doing an artwork today, getting paid, and receiving a call in 2 years from now from a client that wants to relicense that work. And the only thing you need to do is to extend an invoice for them, right? You don't need to do anything. You don't need to lift a finger. You don't need to create anything new. You just get money flowing in because you just added those extra lines of text in your offers and your invoices that helped you protect your work and are helping you today or 2 years from today making passive income with your artwork, right? Now, you know that I'm all about helping you and graphic artists make a living doing work you love. And if you know a lettering artist, an illustrator, any graphic artist that could benefit from these insights, I want to ask you to go ahead and share this episode. Go grab the link of this episode on your favorite podcast application and share this through email or through WhatsApp so that they can benefit from these hints as well. So here's the thing, I will be also sharing more pricing tips down the road. So you will want to subscribe to this podcast so that you stay in the loop. So go ahead, hit that subscribe button as well. There's more goodness coming your way. Thank you so much for listening today and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.